Due to the challenges of life and their all too often painful and wounding impact, there may be times when an old, unhealed wound gets triggered by a situation occurring in the present. Happens all the time. Pain comes alive in you, and it's felt in the body. Pain is a form of energy. It's an uncomfortable and irritating energy. And any resistance to feeling that sensation drives a need to move that energy outward. Unfortunately, most of us weren't well-taught, conscious, non-violent ways of expressing ourselves when we were young. You know your patterns. Scream, cry, shut down, pretend you're not hurt, argue that you're right. It's a strategy of a vulnerable part of you that's so afraid you won't be loved or lovable. Since the wounds that get triggered are usually from our younger days, the reactions are too. We've all unleashed reactions that have led to pain arising in those around us. And I'm not referring to conscious expressions of right anger here, but rather reactive emotional outbursts. The delivery and release of pain may feel good in the moment, but once we come out of reactivity state of insanity, there's often a new pain within us. That new pain is a form of disharmony, the result of being out of alignment with our true nature. An awareness that we just spewed toxic energy into the field of those around us, and it's usually those we care most about. Now, conscience also comes into play here, a felt sense of imbalance of the behavior or action that we just engaged in and its impact on others, a knowingness of the hurtful nature of the energy that we sent forth. The body feels it. And if we're connected with our body, we feel this. Now, we may want to avoid noticing our conscience, noticing that new pain, or try to lose ourselves in comfort foods, going online, alcohol, any form of escape. After all, so much reactivity is born out of being afraid someone's going to see us as not good enough or unlovable in some way, and facing what just happened can seem like just too much really good evidence that it's all been true. But when this very human experience of pain, then reaction, then more pain, and reaction takes place, stay as awake as possible. To not run from facing this. It's okay. Start by allowing that whatever happened has occurred. It happened. That doesn't mean condoning it. It doesn't mean you get a free pass. No, you are accountable for it. But in order to come back into wholeness, into peace, into love, you have to allow that this has occurred and turn toward it with compassion. Turning away from it guarantees a repeat performance down the road, but turning toward it with compassion, it's a healing experience, allowing the isness of the reaction, turning toward it with compassion. Gentle acceptance allows the door to your powerful and your loving heart to again reopen. And an open heart longs to be in deep connection. An open heart loves to be in integrity, to take responsibility for and clean up the mess that emotionally confused words, behaviors have all created. We're always creating. Open hearts create beauty and harmony. That's what we're moving into. Cleaning up the mess we make is imperative. It's imperative in embodying awakening. Every situation like this brings about an opportunity to heal and to grow. Allowing the original pain, being with it, bringing compassion, really being compassion with that old wound, healing, whole again, no longer any need to act out that old pain, clearing the way again for that natural state of peace, joy, to again shine forth. So perhaps you might consider taking a look within to just look at the fabric of your life, the events of the day, the last few days, the last week, and see if there's anything that you're aware of that maybe you put off to the side, that your heart would long to help heal, to reconnect with that within you that may be in so much pain, that may be acted out with someone else or with yourself. Turning toward it and holding a space for healing.